AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Polls show Donald Trump has the advantage going into the Iowa caucuses tonight. Vivek Ramaswamy is much farther back in the race.
Sometimes the truth hurts. You have a choice to make tonight. I think there's two America First candidates in this race. That's Donald Trump and myself.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is fighting for his political survival in a make-or-break race for second place. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, the only woman in the race, stands in DeSantis' way. Israeli strikes hit Gaza City. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says,
"The humanitarian situation in Gaza is beyond words. Nowhere and no one is safe."
The head of three major UN agencies are warning Gaza urgently needs more aid or its desperate population will suffer widespread famine and disease. Navy ships and aircraft combed areas of the Gulf of Aden for two missing Navy SEALs as details emerge about their mission to board and take over a vessel carrying components for medium-range Iranian ballistic missiles headed for Somalia. Houthi rebels fired a missile striking a U.S.-owned ship just off the coast of Yemen in the Gulf of Aden less than a day after they launched an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. Communities across the nation are celebrating the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday with events ranging from prayer services to parades. In New York, Attorney General Letitia James says King's dream needs to be kept alive.
And all of us must never bow, never cower, and never break. And never bend in the face of those who seek to divide us, because I believe in the dream, and I am a child of the dream, and I will fight on from this day forward for simple justice.
In Atlanta, the King Center's annual commemorative service was held at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King served as pastor. This is AP News. A volcano in Iceland erupted for the second time in less than a month. Here's the AP's Charles de la Desma.
Aerial footage captures the sound of flowing lava reaching the evacuated town of Grindavik. Scientists say the eruption appears to be dying down, but it's too soon to declare the danger over. Later on Monday, a second fissure opened near the edge of town, setting houses on fire. Nature photographer Jeroen van Nieuwenhof says he's shocked the lava's reached this area.
It's a bit of a weird feeling to see a town being destroyed in almost in slow motion at this point. It's difficult to put it in words what I'm feeling right now, but I'm very sad about what's going on.
Iceland's president says the country's battling tremendous forces of nature after the molten lava consumed parts of Grindavik. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.